Everybody, this is Mary, and I thought that I would do a podcast on using Braille in JAWS. I know that I had mentioned in an email to at least one person I was going to teach them what some of the controls do in the Braille options, but I thought, wouldn't it be more helpful to just do one podcast on the subject, and perhaps some people would understand a bit more if I just did that podcast, and then people can come to me with questions, should they have any questions. And probably in the process, I'll be learning a few things, too, that I either forgot a long time ago, or need to relearn, or never figured out. So, we can all go through this together, and see how far we get with it. I am using JAWS version 8.0, and it's build 2107U. I guess U means update, and I don't know if there is a 2108 or a higher update. I think I checked to see if there was an update last week or so, and it was fairly obvious that this was the one that there was, so who knows if they've updated anything since. There are a number of ways to get into the Braille settings. If you want to set Braille for a specific application, for example, if you're in something like Internet Explorer, and you want to change Braille for anything within Internet Explorer, or change any of the JAWS settings for that matter, you can get into Internet Explorer and push your JAWS key plus F2. That is one way to get into it. If you want to do global settings, however, you go to JAWS and you do JAWS key plus F2. And that will change your global settings for all the applications on your machine. Now, the other way, and the easiest way that I usually get into Braille, or for that matter, any of the settings that I want to set, and this is the quickest, is you push the Alt key, and we're going to do that now.
Menu bar, options.
And this puts you into options. I'm not going to go through the options except to go to Braille, so I'm going to up arrow.
Menu, options, menu, basics.
And up arrow again.
Exit Alt F4.
Up arrow again.
Manage application settings.
Again.
Braille.
And there we are on Braille. So let's push enter on Braille.
Leaving menus. Braille basic settings dialog. The active Braille display is PM display. Default Braille display. Combo box. Pac-Mate display. 3 of 3.
Okay, there are a number of displays that you can choose from when you install or when you want to add a new display. Mine happens to be a PacMate display 40. So I'm just going to leave this as it is. In fact, what I'm going to do with all of these is, since I've got them set, I am just going to leave them set. My main function is just to tell you what the stuff does, so that if you should get confused, and if I should decide to confuse myself in the process, then we can pretty much figure it out together. Okay, now to get around in these menus, I'm going to use a tab key or shift tab, unless I tell you otherwise. And I'm going to tab.
Modify settings button.
We're going to leave that alone.
Show Braille load error checkbox not checked. Show
now,
Braille load error checkbox not checked.
What that does, if you check this and you start JAWS and you don't happen to have Braille installed, it will tell you with an error message that you don't have Braille installed. I don't like to know this. Sometimes if I use a PC with no Braille display on it, I don't want to know that I don't have Braille displays installed. I just want to get past it, so I leave this unchecked. I believe it's checked by default, but I don't remember.
Translation table, combo box, US Unicode, 9 of 10.
Now this, you can kind of leave it alone, but let's go down to the 10th one and go up from there so I can show you what we've got.
US 437.
That's the one that I prefer. It's the one I'm used to, and it should have been the one that I set when I reinstalled JAWS for version 8. Now, sometimes when you install a new version of JAWS, your Braille settings don't come when you do a merge. You know how you can use the merge utility to pick up all your previous JAWS settings and stick them in the current one that you just put on your PC. Well, for some reason, quite often the Braille settings don't come along with the merge, so I didn't change this, but this is one of the many character sets that you can use. I prefer 437, but let's go up here just so I can show you what we've got.
US Unicode.
That's okay in most situations.
Russ Unicode.
Goodness, I believe that's Russian. I had no idea we had Russian Braille on here. That's interesting.
IBM 850.
No, I'm not using that either.
IBM 437.
That's probably what I should be using, but I'm not.
Euro Unicode.
That's for Euros.
ESP 437.
ESP, is that Spanish?
CBISF.
I don't know what that is.
Canadian. ANSI.
Okay, I'm going to go back down. I have a laptop, so I have to use control plus function plus right arrow to get down to the bottom of the list.
Bottom, US 437, 10 of 10.
That's
US 437.
That I'm going to stay with. And just to make sure it stays, and I remember to save it, I'm going to eventually get to the OK button and save it. So that's going to be kind of a side thing that I'm going to do on the side here in a minute. Okay, now I'm going to tab to get past this.
Add Braille display button.
That's if you want to add a new Braille display that maybe you just got.
Advanced button.
We're going to go into advanced when we come back in here.
OK button.
OK, that's the OK button.
Cancel button. Default Braille display combo box.
Okay, we don't have
display, 3 of 3.
We don't have an apply button, so I'm going to have to, because I want to change this Unicode thing to US 437.
OK button.
So I'm going to push spacebar on OK.
JAWS.
And we're back in JAWS. Now I want to go back into Braille. So I'm going to push Alt.
Menu bar. Options. Exit. Manage application settings. Braille. Leaving
pushing
menu.
Enter.
Braille basic set.
Now I want to go to the advanced settings because this is where we're going to spend a lot of our time so I can explain to you what we're doing. So I'm going to Shift Tab.
Cancel button. OK. Advanced button.
OK. This is a button, so I'm pushing spacebar.
Default JCF. JAWS Configuration Manager. Braille Options Dialog. Advanced Braille Display Options button.
Now, this you usually don't have to do anything with, but we're going to push this button anyway and poke around in here.
Advanced Braille Display Options Dialog. Dot firmness. Left-right slider. 50%.
This doesn't seem to make too much of a difference on my display. They say that the lower the percentage, the softer the texture of the display. Well, I don't really notice too much difference, so I'm just leaving it at 50%. And what this does is control the firmness of the display as you read. And as I said, I don't really notice much difference.
OK button.
Okay, I'm going to go past OK to see if this is the only thing we've got.
Cancel button. Dot firmness. Left right slider. OK button.
Okay, I'm going to cancel on this.
Default JCF. JAWS Configuration Manager. Braille Options Dialog. Advanced Braille Display Options button.
Now, the reason that it says default here is that it's changing the default settings, the global settings for the entire computer. If I were in an application and I had gotten into Braille Options through the Configuration Manager, then it would tell me the name of the application that I was in that I was changing settings for. Okay, now I'm going to go past this Advanced Braille Display Options because we're in the Advanced Options. So let's go past this with Tab.
Grade 2 Enable Translator Checkbox Not Checked. Grade 2 Enable Translator Checkbox Not Checked.
I don't know why it reads that twice. That lets you read Braille on your display even though the text on the screen is in regular computer Braille format. I don't think it will let you type in Braille on your keyboard, but you can read in Grade 2 should you have a large file that is on your screen that you're reading and you're tired of reading Grade 1 or computer Braille. This will turn on the translator so you can read in grade 2. Now, there are other ways you can do this. On a PacMate Braille display, there is a button that will let you do it on the fly, which is really handy. But in case you don't have that function on your display, you can come in here and do it this way.
Grade 2 expand current word checkbox not checked.
Now what this does, as I said, I'm tabbing through this. Expand current word. What that means is that if you have one of your routing buttons on a word and you're in grade 2 Braille, if you happen to be on that word and you have expand current word checked, that will change the word from a grade 2 word to grade 1 so you can actually edit the individual letters. Usually when I am in grade 2 mode, I am not editing a file, so I don't choose to have this button checked. But that's what expand current word will do. I'm leaving it unchecked because, as I said, I'm not editing when I'm in grade 2, 99% of the time. Okay, tab.
Grade 2 suppress capital signs checkbox not checked.
Now this is if you are a fan of British Braille or another system of Braille where they don't use .6 as a capital sign. I like to see capital signs when I'm reading American Braille, which is mostly what I read on here. So I have this unchecked. If I checked it, it would suppress the capital sign and you would see no capitals. Tab.
Braille marking options button.
Now this I don't usually mess with, but let's push spacebar on it anyway.
Braille marking dialog. Braille marking highlight checkbox checked.
This tells you what is going to be marked. I have it set to highlight. When it's marked, dots 7 and 8 are up on the lines that you're marking if you're in structured mode. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, the different things you can mark are, I'm going to go down this list of checkboxes, and it's currently set to highlight. I'm going to go down the list, doing a down arrow.
Braille marking bold checkbox not checked.
You want just bold marked, you can do that.
Braille marking underline checkbox not checked.
Underline.
Braille marking italic checkbox not checked.
You can have more than one thing checked, by the way.
Braille marking strikeout checkbox not checked. Braille marking color checkbox not checked. Braille marking script defined markings checkbox not checked. Braille marking highlight checkbox checked.
Okay, this wraps and we're back to highlighting. Okay, and I like things highlighted so I know that they're marked and I know where I am. Okay, I'm going to go tab.
Braille marking bold checkbox not checked.
Oh, I see. Now I didn't have to go through all this, did I? Oh, my. Live and learn, folks. Anyway, we'll go through the whole bunch of these.
Braille marking underline checkbox. Braille marking italic checkbox not checked.
I'm just using tab, and I could have used tab to go through these.
Braille marking strikeout checkbox not checked. Braille marking color checkbox not checked. Braille marking script defined markings checkbox not checked. OK button.
OK, I'm going to tab past here.
Cancel button.
And I think this is the only page.
Braille marking highlight checkbox checked.
It is, so shift tab.
Cancel button.
And get out of here with the spacebar.
Default JCF JAWS configuration manager. Braille options dialog. Braille marking options button.
Okay, I'm going to tab.
Attribute rotation combo box 1000 milliseconds 2 of 4.
What this does is if you've got something such as your attributes activated where you're seeing the letter H for highlighted or B for bold or something like that, this controls how long you see that on the screen. I don't use attributes, so I have it set to 1000 and I just leave it as it is.
Braille mode, combo box, structured, 2 of 3.
What this does, it tells you whether or not you're going to see descriptions of the structure of the screen on your Braille display. What that usually means is somewhere on your display, you will see something like LV for list view, CBO for combo box, LBX for list box, BTN for button, things like that. It helps you to get a feel for what you're actually looking at. For example, if you're in a list box, it says LBX, and that tells you that, yes, you don't tab through a list box, you down arrow through a list box. Now, there are two other items here. I'm going to up arrow.
Line.
Line is what you see if there's no structure in structured mode. Line could also be set so that you don't see any structure at all on your screen. And I don't use line mode. I would kind of like to do that. I probably should get used to it, but I find myself getting lost in line mode because it doesn't tell me what I've got on the screen to do things with. For example, I want to know if I've got a button or not. If it's a button, I use a space bar. If it's no button, if it's just something else that I have to press enter on, then I want to know to press enter rather than pushing space bar. Now, there's a third option. I'm going to go past, down arrow here, past structured.
Structured.
And the third item is
speech history.
Speech history. Speech history tells you in Braille what is being spoken. This is what a lot of deafblind people use, or if you happen to temporarily have your speech turned off in some way. For example, you have the volume control turned down on your speakers, but you still want to know what's spoken, you can get into speech history mode. It used to be called speech box mode, and it will tell you. I'm going to go back up to structured.
Structured.
And I'm going to tab.
Define structured mode button.
Now, this is kind of handy because you can actually go in here and define the symbols that are used. For example, let's push spacebar.
Control type options dialog. Control properties page. List 1 list view. Button BTN. 1 of 77.
This is a whole list of items. For example, it will tell you BTN means button. What if you want to change button? Well, you can. You can change it to something like BU or something like that. And you tab here. Let's go.
Modify control button.
This is where you modify the control. And tab again.
Modify Braille symbol button.
This is where you modify the Braille symbol. So you can change that should you want to do that. And I believe there's more than one page here, so let me keep tabbing.
OK button, cancel button, help button, control properties tab.
I'm going to right arrow.
State properties tab.
This is where you can change the state of a button, whether it's checked, unchecked, something like that. Let's go through here. I'm going to tab.
List 1 list view, checked X, 1 of 11.
There are 11 of these here, checked. What that shows you is a greater than sign and a less than sign. The less than sign's on the left, followed by, if it's checked, there's an X. To the right of the X is a greater than sign. If it's unchecked, you will see less than, space, greater than. So the less than and the greater than are kind of like the boundaries on a box, and the X is there if it's checked. The space bar is space. A blank space is there if it's not checked. Now, there are other things here. Let's down arrow.
Closed, closed.
That just says the word closed. Something is closed.
Collapsed, collapsed. Disabled, disabled. Expanded, expanded. Grade unavailable.
Grade is G-R-A-Y rather than G-R-A-D-E. Grade says that the box is grayed out. It's there, but you can't use it. And when it's a grayed box, then you see the word unavailable in Braille. You can change this if you want to. Continuing to down arrow.
Opened, opened. Partially checked.
Now, when it's partially checked, what you'll see is a less than, hyphen, greater than. So it's sort of like there's a partial X in there, but it's not there really as a full X because it's only a partial X. So it's a hyphen, dots 3-6.
Pressed, pressed. Submenu.
Okay, for a submenu, what you see is dots 3-6 followed by dots 3-5. So that's sort of an arrow, which is kind of neat.
Unchecked.
Unchecked is what I described to you before. Less than, blank, greater than. Okay, so I'm going to tab again.
Modify Braille representation button.
This is where you can modify this. For example, if you don't want to see unavailable, if it's too long a word and it's crowding out your screen, you can say something else.
Okay button. Cancel button, help button, state properties tab.
Now we're going to right tab again because we've got another option here.
HTML attributes tab.
Okay, this page lets you change in Braille the same kind of attributes that you would have changed in speech. So we're going to tab.
List 1 list view, long desk LD, 1 of 4.
Now this is if you see a long description, you can change this or keep it the way it is. Down arrow to the three other items here.
On click.
On click, I have that turned off as blanks. I don't like to see that. I believe the default is CLK. And the next thing on our down arrow list is
on mouse over.
That is usually OMO, but I have that also blanked out because I can't stand to look at it. Next is
visited VL.
VL is what you see if it's a visited place. And, okay, that's all the items in here. So I'm going to tab.
Modify Braille HTML representation button.
This is where you would modify. If, for example, if you don't want to see VL, you would push spacebar on this, and you would backspace to delete the VL, and it would blank it out, and then you'd push enter, and you'd be back in here.
OK button.
OK, I'm going to go to cancel.
Cancel button.
And get out of here.
Default JCF. JAWS Configuration Manager, Braille Options Dialog, Define Structured Mode, button.
Okay, gonna tab.
Flash Messages, button.
Flash Messages. These are messages that appear briefly on your screen and then they go away. You can have this happen in Braille. I believe they put this into JAWS 7. This is one of the really big enhancements in my opinion. I know the competition had Flash Messages, and I always wondered why JAWS didn't. Well, JAWS finally got them. And this is really handy if, for example, you work in an office where you don't want your speech turned on and you want to have flash messages. I used to use this all the time when I wanted to know what time it was. And it was great because I could just see that in a second and then it would just go away and that would be it. And then I had the keyboard manager set up so that one of my buttons on my Braille display was set for the same thing as, I believe it's JAWS key plus F12. So that's what this did, but these flash messages are really kind of neat. Let's go in here and look at them.
Flash messages dialog, flash message timeout, combo box, 1000 milliseconds, 1 of 15.
This will time out to various seconds. You can have it set up to go as long as, say, 25 seconds before the message goes away, or you can have it go away when you choose for it to go away, and then your screen will come back. Now, the problem with that is that if you happen to be doing a lot of editing or a lot of work where your screen is constantly updated and you've got to know what's going on with it, but you want to see a brief flash message, if you have to manually get rid of the flash message, it's kind of a nuisance. However, if you have this set to a certain number of milliseconds, a very brief number, and then it'll just go away after that brief time and you're back to work. So this is now on 1,000 milliseconds, and I'm going to push tab.
Enable flash messages checkbox checked.
You can keep them on or you can turn them off. I probably should just turn them off, as a matter of fact, because I really don't need them that much. But the only time I use them, actually, is when I want to know what time it is real quick, and I don't want to have to do insert plus F12. I just want to push my little key on my Braille display and see that. So that's what I'm going to keep them on for, and that's the only reason I activate these.
Enable message prefixes checkbox not checked.
Prefixes are a way to tell you the origin of the message. For example, if it came from a balloon, it tells you that. If it came from JAWS, it tells you that. I find they kind of get in the way, so I just keep this turned off.
Verbosity level intermediate radio button checked. 2 of 3.
You can have beginning, intermediate, or advanced. Advanced shows you the least, and intermediate shows you the kind of second least. Beginner shows you the most information, and you can control what you want to see with all of these settings. So let's go through these.
Beginner preferences button.
The preferences, the options are all the same for all three modes. I happen to have this at intermediate, so I'm going to choose
intermediate preferences button.
Intermediate, and I'll show you what you can choose from. And as I said, these choices are the same for everything. It's just that depending on whether you've got beginner mode or advanced or intermediate, it shows you less as you get higher in the modes. So let's go to intermediate, just so I can show you what the choices are.
Intermediate preferences dialog. Items to be brailled list box. Application start message. App not checked. 1 of 9.
Okay, this is a list box, and I'm going to go down this list box and show you what's checked. Application start message is not checked.
Error message, error checked.
I like to know when I get an error message on my screen.
Help balloon, BLM checked.
That's kind of handy.
JAWS message, JM checked. Smart help messages, SHLP not checked. Status information, STS checked.
STS and some of the items.
What I meant was some of the abbreviations that you hear.
They are the prefixes that you would see if you had prefixes turned on.
Tooltip, tip not checked. Tutor, TTR not checked. User requested information, us checked.
Okay, I'm going to tab.
JAWS message length short radio button checked. 2 of 2.
You can see short or long messages. I like brief messages, so I have it set to short.
Modify braille text button.
You can modify the braille text if you want to. I just leave it alone.
Okay button.
I think this is the only thing in here, but let me check.
Restore cancel but help button. Items to be brailled list box. User requested information. Us checked. 9 of 9.
Okay, there is a restore option, so let me show you. Shift tab.
Help button. Cancel button. Restore default settings button.
Okay, that comes after.
Okay button. Okay button.
Okay.
Restore default settings button.
Restore.
Cancel button.
And cancel. I'm going to push cancel here.
Braille options dialog. Flash messages dialog. Intermediate preferences button.
And.
Advanced preferences button.
We have that.
Okay button.
We have okay, advanced. I think this is the only thing in here, but let's make sure.
Cancel. Flash message timeout. Combo box.
One,
the cancel button.
Shift tab and push spacebar on cancel.
Default JCF. JAWS configuration manager. Braille options dialog. Flash messages button.
Okay, I'm going to tab.
User pan mode. Combo box. Fixed increment. 2 of 4.
This describes how you're going to pan through your braille display and what you see and how much you see. There's a challenge with panning because if you set your panning mode too high, for example, if you got a 20-character display and you set it up to 40, you're going to miss the next 20 characters on your screen if you set it to 40. And this is best not messed around with once you get it set because you could throw a lot of things off. But let me show you what the other options are. I'm going to up arrow.
Best fit.
Best fit, that shows you what's on your display, but it kind of picks and chooses how it's going to display things. So it looks sort of weird sometimes. It'll break words when you don't want it to.
Fixed increment.
That's what I choose because that's kind of what I started out with when I got a navigator and a power braille.
Maximize text.
Okay, that's if you want to see all the text that you can get on a braille display and you don't care where things break.
Automatic.
That's automatic. I'm not messing around with that either. So I'm going back up to
fixed increment.
Fixed increment. And let's tab.
Fixed panning increment. Edit 40.
Now this is kind of finicky. If you change this in any way, other than what it's set for your default braille display, then you could really mess it up. Somehow this happened one time. I think somehow it got to thinking that I had an 84-character braille display, and I was missing characters. I would pan to the next line, and it would only show me the, say, the last 40 characters or something. It did something really weird, and I was dealing with this for days. So if you have this set for a braille display and you want to use fixed increment, don't change this particular edit box because you might mess something up.
Auto advance interval combo box, 5,000 milliseconds, 10 of 40.
Now, auto advance will let you read through a display. I believe this is what automatic does on that list box I just showed you. It will let you read through a display without you having to push the advance key. And this just tells you how many seconds it will hold the display in position before it goes to the next bunch of characters. So this is the speed at which you control how fast the display advances. I don't use automatic. I prefer to just let myself do what I want to do with it and just kind of leave it alone. Okay, tab.
Auto pan mode, combo box, match manual panning, 3 of 7.
Now this is describing how you want to pan automatically. There are various settings here. I just kind of leave it alone at manual panning. But let's go up and show you what the other options are. I'm going to go to the top.
Off.
You can have it off.
Minimal. Match manual panning. To middle.
To the middle.
Maximize text after cursor. Maximize text before cursor. Automatic.
Okay, so I'm going to go back up to the third.
Match the middle. Match manual panning.
Okay. The reason I chose this because it would match the panning mode that I have it set for manual, and I thought that would be about the best way to do it if I ever use auto panning, which I probably won't.
Active follows braille checkbox not checked.
Now this is a little bit tricky. I tend to leave this at the default because this one and the next one control how you see the cursor. If you turn on active follows braille, it will follow you all over the screen, and there will be places where you cannot go. For example, where your mouse cursor would go. So I keep this turned off. I think this is the sort of thing that works differently for different people in different situations and different displays. So I keep this one turned off, but I turn the next one on, which is
Braille follows active checkbox checked.
Braille follows active. And this kind of says whatever I've got active, whether it's this thing or the mouse cursor or the invisible cursor, the Braille follows it. Let's just leave it alone. And that's basically what I do with it. So the first one of these I keep off, and this one, the second one, Braille follows active, I keep turned on, and that works the best for me. This is another one that can really, really get you messed up if you're not careful.
Enable Braille auto detection checkbox checked.
This you want to keep turned on because you want to make sure that Braille is up when you bring JAWS up. And if you turn this off, it probably will not tell you that you're getting Braille. Now, it doesn't actually tell you by speech that you're getting Braille, but you would like it to find Braille when it comes up. So I keep this turned on.
8-dot Braille checkbox not checked.
I don't particularly like 8-dot Braille. Some people absolutely have to use it because they either have to know when something is capitalized with a dot 7. I believe it's a dot 7 for capitals. I may get that wrong. It might be dot 8. Or they have to know that they're looking at a computer Braille special character, which is also activated by one of the two extra dots at the bottom. So I don't like to use 8-dot Braille. The only time that I want to use 8-dot Braille is if I'm looking at the cursor or looking at what's highlighted, and that's the only time I want to use it. So I keep 8-dot Braille turned off.
Braille sleep mode checkbox not checked.
This you would turn on if you're using a battery-operated Braille display and you want to conserve battery life. So I keep this turned off.
Word wrap checkbox checked.
This I keep turned on, especially since I'm in structured mode. I like to see whole words at the end of my display. That doesn't always work because sometimes I happen to be in an editor and I want to look at column-dependent stuff, and sometimes you want to turn off word wrap. But it wraps words from the end of a line of display to the beginning of the next. So you might want to turn this on to keep all your words at the end of a previous line, or you might turn this off if all you want to see is character accurate stuff. For example, if you got a word that happens to end on the beginning of the next 20 characters of a 20-character display, you want to see the whole word rather than just part of the word. So word wrap will actually let you see all words in one display. And then if any word starts at the end of that display, then you go to the next display to see the whole word. Word wrap off will conserve your characters specifically so that you will see all characters on one display, even if it's a part of a word, and then you go to your next display and you'll see the rest of that word that started on the last 20 characters or however many there were. So that's what word wrap does.
Braille dot patterns button.
This is kind of a fun one to look at. Let's push this.
Dot patterns dialog. Pattern types list box not selected bold.
This tells you what you're going to see when you want to look at Braille dot patterns for specific attributes of characters. We're going to go down here and look at these We have bold.
Bold. Extra markings. Highlight. Italic. Normal text. Strikeout. Underline.
Okay, I don't usually deal with this, so I usually just leave things alone.
Dot pattern edit 136.
We're looking at underline, and that happens to be dots 1, 3, and 6. And as I said, I don't deal with this, so I'm just going to leave it alone.
Okay button. Cancel button.
I think this is the only thing we've got in here.
Pattern types list box. Underline 7 of 7.
Okay, I'm going to cancel. So shift tab.
Cancel button.
Space bar.
Default. JCF. JAWS Configuration Manager. Braille Options Dialog. Braille.Patterns button.
We're going to tab.
Cursor settings button.
Cursor. Let's space bar to get in here.
Cursor settings dialog. Cursor types list box. Not selected PC cursor.
This is pretty much what you're going to want to see. So I'll show you what the other cursors are.
PC cursor. JAWS cursor.
JAWS cursor. That's essentially a mouse cursor.
Invisible cursor.
Invisible cursor. That's kind of what you see when you're on websites. Let's go back up to PC cursor.
PC cursor.
I'm going to tab.
Dot pattern edit 78.
Okay, this is dot 7 and 8 for the PC cursor, and this is what you see when the PC cursor is pointing at something. I believe this is also what you see in structured mode when you're highlighting something. I pretty much keep them the same.
Braille cursor always up, radio button checked, 1 of 3.
I like to keep my cursor always up. Some people like it a couple of different ways. For example, it's down arrow.
Braille cursor always down, radio button checked, 2 of 3.
I don't know who would want this because you never know where your cursor is.
Braille cursor blinking, radio button checked, 3 of 3.
A lot of people like blinking. I believe you can control the blinking rate so that you can see the cursor part of the time and the regular character the other part of the time. So if you want to do that, you can blink your cursor. I'm going to go back up to always up.
Braille cursor always up, radio button checked, 1 of
3. This is just what I've always used, and so I'm going to leave that as it is.
OK button. Cancel button.
I don't think we have any other pages in here.
Cursor types list box. PC
no,
cursor. What cancel button?
I'm going to cancel. Get out.
Default. JCF. JAWS Configuration Manager. Braille Options Dialog. Cursor Settings button.
Okay, I'm going to tab.
Okay button.
And this is it. So I'm going to cancel.
Cancel button. Braille Basic Settings Dialog. The active Braille display is PM display. Advanced button.
Basic Settings. So I'm going to tab.
Advanced button.
We're in advanced.
Okay button.
And we're in okay.
Cancel button.
We're going to cancel. So let's cancel.
JAWS.
And we're back in JAWS. So that does it for the Braille settings. I hope this has been somewhat helpful to you. And if you have any questions, you can leave me a question on my little Net Zero phone line, which is area code 408-565-8871. Or you can send me an email at maryemerson@sbcglobal.net, and I look forward to hearing from you if you have any questions about using Braille with JAWS. So, thank you for listening, and bye for this time.